Welcome back to the National Defense. It's Randy Miller. And we're so happy to have, there's a new movie out, first of all, I got to tell you this. New movie coming out, J-Lo, and it's one of those, classic J-Lo movies, kind of fun, kind of crazy, romantic, adventure, all this kind of stuff. And it's also co-starring Selena Tan, and she's with us here on the National Defense. Selena, how are you?
I'm fine, thank you. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, so this new Amazon comedy, Shotgun Wedding. Now, you've been in Crazy Rich Asians, which is kind of that same, kind of movie. What did you think when you got the chance to do this?
Well, this movie, I mean, when I got the script for Shotgun Wedding, it just reads amazing because it's so much fun and there's so much action in it. You think of a rom-com and you just think, it's kind of... You kind of know where it's going. It's a little bit sappy, and some people love it, and some people think, it's not really for them. But this movie has so much action in it. It's kind of like keeps you at the edge of your seat. So it's like a rom-com movie like you've never seen before. Very spunky, a lot of action, like I said, and my husband, who doesn't really like rom-coms, he really enjoyed this movie as well.
It's a rom-com with automatic weapons.
Exactly, and grenades, lots of grenades.
Lots of grenades, yeah. And you've done so much work. I did not know that you did stand-up.
Yes. There was a time in sort of early on in the career when I did do quite a bit of stand-up back home. And then it sort of fizzled out a little bit because I started my own production company after that. So we started doing sort of more cabaret stuff and more local musical comedies.
Yeah, we're talking to Selena Tan here in the National Defense, the new Amazon comedy Shotgun Wedding, which is available January 27th on Prime Video. And when you talk about back home, that's Singapore, right?
Yes, exactly, Singapore. That's kind of how I got started back in film again, when the Crazy Rich Asians came to Singapore to film. And that was shot in Singapore and Malaysia. So I was very lucky to get a role in that movie at that time, and yeah.
Well, and talk about, you're involved in so many things. You're one of the investors in your family's food business called Daisy's Dream, and you opened up a stall at the Urban Hawker Market in Manhattan, right?
Yes, that's right. In fact, just a couple of months ago, my mom and I were there with my brother in New York at the Urban Hawker and Daisy's Dream's opening, and it was a madness. It was super crowded. Singaporeans and their food. I mean, that's not to be messed with. We love our food, and I think a lot of Singaporeans who were in New York at that time were so emotional at having a food stall. That's all Singaporean. It's like the crowds were crazy, and people are still sort of flocking there to have their fix of local cuisine or Singaporean cuisine.
So what kind of food are we talking about here?
At my mom's restaurant, I mean, we do this, we do food that's called Peranakan food. The Peranakans are what we call straight-born Chinese. So they are sort of Chinese immigrants or Chinese-born in the Malacca Straits. So a lot of the food is, influenced by Malay food and what is indigenous at that time, Indonesian food, as well, and it's a bit spicy. It's got curry, there's like nasi lemak and laksa and popiah. There's just all these sort of local cuisine from Singapore that we've brought to New York now. Yeah.
So, what is your favorite American food?
Oh, my favorite American food. Let me think. I really enjoy the sort of all American breakfast. But yeah, I've been really enjoying while I'm here in LA, sort of the brunches, the all day breakfast, as they call.
Right.
with a little bit of everything.
Have you ever had Nashville hot chicken?
Nashville hot chicken? No, I haven't actually.
I mean, if you like spicy stuff, you got to grab hold of some of that Nashville hot chicken because it will do it.
I will look out for it. I will look out for it.
Hey, so how was it working with J-Lo? We've had her on the program here, and she just seems to be so much fun. And so this new movie, Shotgun Wedding, that you're in, how was that?
It was great. I mean, you know, she has so much to do in this year, so much to do together with Josh. The both of them are just, you know, in every scene in the movie, there's so much to do, and they were working so hard. But one thing I'd say about J-Lo is that she's really a pro at this, you know. She comes onto the set and she really knows what she's going for. She's prepared, you know, and you can see that the work that has gone into it, and she's super talented as well. So when the camera starts to roll, I mean, she really lights up, and you can see it on screen. You know, the camera loves her, and she really pulls the character together. So that's wonderful.
Don't you think she's really let herself go though? I mean, you know, she used to work out. She used to.
Some people, I tell you, some people, they just don't know, you know, when to really put in some effort.
Right. Exactly. Selena Tan, thank you so much for the time. It's great talking to you. I can't wait to see Shotgun Wedding, which is available January 27th on Amazon Prime Video.
Yes. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. We'll be right back here on the National Defense.